everyone to the Red to Road podcast. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We are on our second episode here of the Christmas, country Christmas episodes. I'm excited every year to do these. And we usually are talking about the Brooks and Dunn Christmas album. But we're getting away from it today. Ronnie Dunn, new song released. It's a cover of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. How's it going, Alex?
Good. I'm good. It's good to be back. Thanks for having me. You know, it's getting to be the Christmas season here in Ithaca, getting a little cold outside at night. So, definitely getting into the Christmas spirit, for sure.
That is the college guest co-host, if you will, Alex.
Yes, indeed.
Up there, up north, up, you know, we used to have a similar climate, not anymore. Very different climates up in New York and Connecticut versus down here. So yeah, I thought it was a little bit cold here today, but it was like in the 40s, so it really was not very cold.
Yeah, it was about 25 this morning, so it's getting a little brisk. Getting a little brisk, it warmed up, but you know, it usually stays about mid to high 20s.
It gets a little bit cold here at night. The big difference is during the day. It gets a lot warmer here than up north there. So before we jump into this, so we got Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I was very interested in going through the history of this song, the songwriters, and the different versions. And we're going to have some rankings coming up a little later. I'm going to throw some at you. But before we do that, I'm going to throw a curveball at you. Okay. So just a little random question. Different social media stuff I see all the time. So my question is, who is your favorite country artist to follow on social media?
Ooh, social media? Luke Combs.
Really?
He's always got...
I think I follow him on there. What's the reason?
I don't know. He's always got like unreleased songs. He's like teasing on social media. I follow his YouTube channel because he's got a couple good ones. He always like teases his unreleased songs as like YouTube videos. He's got a real nice culture of doing that. It's really awesome to see too. He does covers of songs too. It's just him playing. So, you know, that's why I like Luke Combs.
I get what you're saying. I got to go for mine. Morgan Wallen from the Knoxville area. And so he's kind of posting about where I'm at now. And also he is a big UT Vols fan. So I kind of like that too when I see that. So it's a different side, not just the music. And but yeah, getting into this song, the original version. So I'm sure that people have heard this song, but a lot of times with these Christmas songs, they've been covered so many times, people don't know about the original. It was written by these couple guys, Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine, in 1943. And I dug in and, you know, go ahead. If something stands out, you can jump out and you know, say something if you know something about this stuff. But otherwise, I'm going to talk a little bit about the history of this. Hugh Martin, he was an American musical theater and film composer, arranger, vocal coach, and playwright, born in Birmingham, Alabama, in August of 1914. Martin and Blaine were songwriting partners on various works, although interesting thing I found here. Martin claims that he wrote the music and lyrics for nearly all the songs on Meet Me in St. Louis by himself, which is what this song is on that album or whatever. I found that to be kind of interesting. These guys were songwriting partners, and this guy's claiming, hey, and it's kind of a weird thing. You do some research on it. Basically, this guy, Hugh Martin, is kind of saying that he was kind of tricked. He was kind of persuaded into having this other guy be the songwriter. So I thought that was kind of notable for a massive country song or Christmas song. Martin and Blaine were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1983. Martin died in California in March of 2011 at 96 years old. Ralph Blaine, on the other hand, he was an American composer, lyricist and performer, born in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, in July of 1914 as well. As he went by a different last name. He passed away in November of 1995 at the age of 81. And this kind of took me down this rabbit hole. I don't know why from there, but I just took a note. Took me down this rabbit hole whenever I see someone living to 96 years old of the oldest people to ever live. Do you know how old the oldest person ever to live is?
Gene Calmont, 122 years old, I believe.
I didn't even write down their name, but you are correct. 122.
Yeah.
Someone from Jean France.
Jean Calmont. Yeah, she's from France. She wow. died in 1970s or no, 1980s, I believe. 70s or 80s, one of those two.
1997.
Oh, 97. Oh, dang, I was close.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. 122. Yeah, of course, from there, I was looking up the oldest horse to live, the oldest cat.
Of course.
Anyways. So, yeah, this song was written for the film Meet Me in St. Louis, which was a song. The song was sang by Judy Garland, which is the actor that played Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz in 1939, so a few years earlier. Did not know that. I mean, that's kind of interesting. Wizard of Oz, you're seeing it all the time in middle school and stuff like that. And, you know, you've heard this song as well. I don't think anyone would have connected those things. Then I wrote down some interesting Judy Garland notes here. Born in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, in June of 1922. So she was around 21 years old at the filming or the film's recording. She moved to Lancaster, California in June of 1926, following rumors that her father had homosexual inclinations. That is direct from the Wikipedia.
Interesting.
Didn't follow up to see if those inclinations were true, but she made record-breaking concert appearances, recorded 8 studio albums, and hosted her own Emmy-nominated TV series, The Judy Garland Show. At the age of 39, she became the youngest and first female recipient of an award for lifetime achievement in the film industry. She was married 5 times, and she struggled with mental health her entire life due to the pressures of success in the industry at an early age. Her lifelong substance abuse disorder led to her death from an accidental overdose in June of 1969, only 47 years old. So some things about Judy Garland, which I did not know. The Frank Sinatra version, I'm not going to get into Frank Sinatra because there's so much information out there on him, and I'm just not going to touch it a whole lot. But his version was released, from what I can see, around 1948 off his album Christmas Songs by Frank Sinatra. This is pretty early on in his career. And then the Ronnie Dunn version. Oh, and the Frank Sinatra version, I think it's probably the most popular of these versions of this song over the years. The Ronnie Dunn version was released last month as a single, November of 2022. Definitely came as a surprise to me since he just released an album this year. I was not expecting a Christmas single, but was pleasantly surprised. And, oh, what is that? We've got a bonus entry. I didn't even tell you about this. A last-minute entry into... We got a 4 songs that we're looking at right now. Our Uncle Craig, KK Farnsworth, do not know if you looked at this, but just today, coincidentally, he posted on Facebook a cover of this song performed by Merry Christmas Traveling Troubadours, which is his band. And so we're going to hit pause right now. Have you listened to it?
No.
We are going to take a break, and Alex is going to listen to that. And when we come back, we're going to rank these songs.
Yeah.
So I'll let you go. He literally just posted it today, so I thought I'd throw that in there. But go to Uncle Craig's Facebook, and you can listen to it. It's like 2 minutes long, and we're going to rank these songs. All right, we are back. So Alex just listen to Uncle Craig, his version, the Merry Christmas Traveling Troubadours is, I guess, the band that they're calling themselves. I've never heard of that band before. We do not know. Not much information has been given. It says a blast from the past. There's a video, I'm guessing, within the last 5 years, probably. So let's go ahead. We're going to rank these. Let's just do, how about, you know what? I'll let you go first, actually.
Number four, I got to go with the Ronnie Dunn version. I love Ronnie Dunn. Hey, this is not me saying I don't like Ronnie Dunn. We've reviewed a lot of his songs. We reviewed Hanging Around the Mistletoe. We reviewed a lot of their holiday music. This one, it's a good song. But, you know, in terms of these Hallmark classics that we have on this list, you know, I think it's number four.
All right. So my four right here, I'll talk later about the Ronnie Dunn. I'll come back to that. But my four right here, you got to go Judy Garland.
Yeah.
I like a lot of old music, but more on the old country side. On the old Christmas, you know, sometimes it can just, I don't know, get a little too, I don't know. Her voice kind of trails off for a while when she's singing. Just kind of stays there for a while. And sometimes it's just not really my cup of tea. So the Judy Garland version, probably out of all these, the one I'm not going to be going back to the most. But obviously, it's the first version. So, you know, it inspired all these others. So what's your number three here?
My number three would be the Merry Christmas Troubadours version. I think that this that is an amped up version of a song that I'm not entirely sure if it was meant to be amped up, but at the same time it sounds amazing because it's supposed to be like this melancholy, like kind of sad Christmas song. There's a reason that, like, you know, when Spotify compiles like a list of sad Christmas songs, this is the one that's on the top of the list. Because this is like the most melancholy, kind of like longing song for Christmas. But I think, you know, KK and the boys do a very good job amping this up and making it a nice rocking tune for sure.
Well, I tell you what, we know what we're talking about right here. I got number three as well, the same thing. Merry Christmas, Traveling Troubadours. This is a toughie. I almost was putting this at two. But I thought for the current version that we have, the current recording, I kind of put it at three.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough. The other things that we got, you know, the professional recording just can't match the Uncle Craig's garage recording or whatever it is. So,
yeah.
But I think, you know, if they were to get this in a professional studio, I really like this song. I've never heard this song before turned up like that. That is very cool. I thought, you know, the singing from Uncle Craig was very good. The rhythm and the guitar, it was very interesting. I told him we're actually going to, at the end of this episode, I'm going to put the audio for that song on here. So for our listeners, they will be able to hear it. What about your number two?
Okay. So my number two is the Judy Garland version. And the reason why is because, like you said, I kind of feel like she's not it. Now, again, I love old Christmas music. I slightly disagree with you there. I'm constantly listening to like Christmas classics and Hallmark Channel radio on Sirius XM during the holidays, because they always have like the mellow, classic, timeless Christmas music that you're always listening to. I love a lot of Andy Williams, but, you know, Judy Garland does a good job, and I think it's a good job to get the ball rolling. You know, there are plenty of other versions of this song. I know Michael Bublé had a decent one, but that's more pop oriented. This one is clearly very 40s, slow, melancholy version, and it's a good one, but I don't think it's the best version of the song.
Well, I'll tell you what here. I'm going to give my number two, which is going to lead to a big upset, because Frank Sinatra, he's coming in at number two.
Oh.
Frank the Tank.
Oh.
Hey, and I was considering, he's a close, the traveling troubadours, you get some professional recording, they might be ahead of him. I think Frank Sinatra, phenomenal artist. You know, I mean, one of the best, but I don't know if some of the recording, I mean, some of the song, it's not even him singing. You got some background vocals.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, this isn't, it's really not all Frank. I mean, you got some background things, and I think it's definitely a good song, but not the best on this list. Not the best for me nah. personally, but do like the Frank Sinatra version. Just really great song overall. So that leaves your number one here.
Yeah, my number one is the Frank Sinatra, and this is kind of where we disagree. I mean, yeah, I do think, yeah, it's true that Frank doesn't do all the singing, and of course, but his voice is just so iconic, and I think it fits well with the song. I think he does a good job on it. But at the same time, you know, I get the argument. You know, you could... you know, it's not all him. Sometimes there's a little bit of the whole 40s or 50s style of like the orchestral accompaniment that accompanies his singing is quite different. And that usually doesn't fit today's modern music taste. But at the same time, I still think, you know, I'm taking Frank Sinatra on this track any day. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
All right, let me just put some respect on old Ronnie Dunn's name right here.
All right.
To put him below the Merry Christmas Traveling Troubadours Garage Band. Come on. Oh, my goodness. I could understand maybe the other two. You know, no disrespect to Uncle Craig, but they recorded that in a garage.
In a garage, yeah, it's true.
Ronnie Dunn, listen, I listened to this song a couple times, and I thought, it's a pretty good song. And I went back, listened to their other country songs, and I listened to other versions of this. I think Ronnie Dunn hits this one out of the park. I think this is their best Christmas song from Ronnie Dunn or Brooks and Dunn up there. Maybe, I don't know how you would compare it because the other one's original, but they've got...
definitely it won't better be Christmas than Around the Mistletoe.
It Won't Be Christmas Without You was their kind of their big hit from their Christmas album. It was original. But this one, not an original cover. I think he does it great. I mean, his voice is phenomenal. It feels like, you know, the other thing I was going to say about this, sometimes these country Christmas songs, they feel like they're trying to do country and do Christmas. This one, there's nothing country about the song. There's no fiddle. There's no steel guitar. It's just a Christmas song, but he sings it. Phenomenal. I would pay money just to hear Ronnie Dunn sing a Christmas album. He's got a phenomenal voice, and Frank Sinatra, great voice. Oh, I'll take Ronnie Dunn. I'll take Ronnie Dunn, man.
No, that's good. That, you know, it's good that we have a little bit of disagreement here because it keeps it interesting. I definitely like this though. It's definitely, although I do agree with you, you know. This is hands down Ronnie Dunn's best Christmas song, I think. Because, I mean, comparative to, you know, Hanging Round the Mistletoe and It Won't Be Christmas Without You, like the other two we reviewed, I mean, I definitely think he does. This is a good one.
Well, and not to kick him off his high horse here, but yeah, like you said, I mean, they have a cover of Blue Christmas. Oh, God, they butchered that. I hated their... I don't know what they were doing. There was some weird things going on in the production of Blue Christmas for Brooks and Dunn, but that's from 20 years ago. Anyways,